Welcome to episode 617 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 30 of Perspectives on Easter, a series focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. So far, we've heard from a variety of different characters, from relatives of Jesus, to disciples, to religious authorities, to the political leaders, to criminals.
My name is Joseph Caiaphas. I am a highly regarded member of one of the ruling Jewish sects, the Sadducees.
My name is Claudia Procula, and I was born in Nebron, a small town in ancient Gaul. My parents were wealthy landowners, and I spent my childhood surrounded by the beauty of our family estate.
For most of the series, we feature first-person monologues like these. However, as has been our tradition on Tuesdays, we will continue with our top 10 lists. Passion Week, also known as Holy Week, is the week leading up to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is so named because of the passion with which Jesus willingly went to the cross in order to pay for the sins of his people.
Today's top 10 list.
10 significant events that took place during Passion Week before the trials of Jesus.
Number 1.
Palm Sunday. Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, fulfilling a prophecy from the Old Testament found in Zechariah 9, verse 9. The crowds welcomed Jesus with palm branches and shouted Hosanna as a messianic proclamation.
Number 2.
Cleansing of the temple. On Monday of Passion Week, Jesus entered the temple and drove out the merchants and money changers who were conducting business there, overturning tables and declaring that the temple should be a house of prayer.
Number 3.
Fig tree cursed. Also on Monday, Jesus cursed a fig tree that had no fruit on it. In the context of the Gospel of Mark, the cursing of the fig tree is sandwiched between Jesus' cleansing of the temple and his debates with the religious leaders. Some scholars see this sequence of events as a symbolic act of judgment on Israel's spiritual leaders, who had failed to bear the fruit of repentance and faith that God desired. The fig tree, which looked healthy but had no fruit, symbolizes Israel's outward religiosity without true spiritual vitality. The cursing of the fig tree also serves as a demonstration of Jesus' authority and power. By causing the tree to wither and die, Jesus shows that he has the power to bring life and death, and that his words have real-world consequences. In Matthew's version of the story, Jesus uses the fig tree as an object lesson to teach his disciples about the importance of faith and prayer. He tells them that if they have faith and do not doubt, they can move mountains. The withering of the fig tree then becomes a sign of the power of faith and prayer and a call to trust in God's provision and promises.
Number 4.
Confrontation. On Tuesday, Jesus was confronted by the religious leaders of the day, who challenged his authority and sought to trap him in his words. In these debates that Jesus had with the Pharisees and Sadducees, he challenged their teachings and exposed their hypocrisy.
Number 5.
The Olivet Discourse. Also on Tuesday, Jesus taught his disciples on the Mount of Olives, which is located east of Jerusalem, in a lecture called the Olivet Discourse, which is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus discusses the signs of the end times and the events that will precede his second coming. He warns his disciples about false messiahs, wars and rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes, persecution and tribulation, and the coming of the Son of Man in glory.
Number 6.
Resting in Bethany. It is believed that Jesus rested in Bethany with his disciples on Wednesday, in the home of his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Some believe that Jesus was anointed with expensive perfume on this day, and perhaps the unnamed woman who anointed him was Mary. However, there is some evidence that this event may have transpired a few days earlier.
Number 7.
30 pieces of silver. Wednesday of Passion Week is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, but it is traditionally believed to be the day on which Judas Iscariot made a deal with the Jewish authorities to betray Jesus. Judas received 30 pieces of silver as payment for his betrayal. One common estimate is that this payment would have been worth approximately 4 months' wages for a laborer.
Number 8.
The Last Supper. On Thursday, Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Jewish holiday of Passover, which commemorates the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt. Jesus used this occasion to institute the sacrament of communion, which would become an important ritual in the Christian church. Jesus also washed the feet of his disciples, demonstrating the importance of humility and service. According to the gospel accounts, during this meal, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, telling his disciples that it represented his body, which would be broken for them. He then took a cup of wine, blessed it, and gave it to his disciples, telling them that it represented his blood, which would be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus instructed his disciples to eat the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of him, and to do so regularly in the future. The Last Supper is a powerful reminder of the sacrificial love of Jesus, who was willing to give his own life for the redemption of humanity. It also serves as a call to discipleship and commitment, inviting us to share in the life and mission of Jesus and to partake of the spiritual nourishment that he offers us.
Number 9.
Garden of Gethsemane. After the Last Supper, Jesus and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane, located on the Mount of Olives, to pray. This was a place where Jesus often went to pray, and it was here that he would experience the agony of his impending crucifixion. According to the gospel accounts, Jesus asked his disciples to stay and pray with him, but they fell asleep. Jesus then went off by himself and prayed, asking God to let the cup of suffering pass from him if possible, but also submitting to God's will. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Not my will, but your will, Lord." During his prayer, Jesus was overwhelmed with sorrow and anguish, and he sweated drops of blood. This condition is known as hematidrosis, and is a rare medical condition that can occur under conditions of extreme stress. As Jesus prayed, he was approached by his disciple, Judas Iscariot. Judas identified Jesus with a kiss, and after doing so, Jesus was then arrested by the Jewish authorities and taken into custody. This event marked the beginning of his trial and eventual crucifixion.
Number 10.
Peter's denial. Late on Thursday or early on Friday morning, Peter, one of Jesus' closest followers, denied knowing his Lord 3 times, fulfilling a prophecy that Jesus had made earlier in the week. What should our attitude be during Passion Week? We should be passionate in our worship of Jesus and in our proclamation of his gospel. As he suffered for us, so should we be willing to suffer for the cause of following him and proclaiming the message of his death and resurrection. Father, help us to remember the lessons of Passion Week in our daily lives, to follow Jesus' example of humility, sacrifice, and love, and to share the good news of his life, death, and resurrection with those around us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.